You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Space Photos of the Week, Sweeping the Clouds Away on Titan, by Shannon Sterone. Front and center for this week's jaunt into space is one of the most interesting and possibly habitable moons of our solar system. As the largest moon of Saturn, Titan measures about 3,200 miles in diameter, bigger than our own moon, which is a little over 2,000 miles wide. It's covered in a thick atmosphere of clouds and haze that likely condenses onto the surface, and there might be organic compounds within. So let us have a look at Titan like we've never seen before, thanks to the Cassini spacecraft visual and infrared mapping spectrometer. Earlier views were hampered by variations in resolution and lighting that reduced the surface clarity. Blame tiny particles in the moon's atmosphere, called aerosols, for scattering visible light. But new astronomers are now able to peer below the clouds of Titan in the infrared spectrum, along with combining 13 years of image data, the entire length of time that NASA's Cassini was in orbit. It gets better. Titan has lakes and rivers. But unlike the lakes and rivers on Earth that are filled with actual water, Titans are made up of liquid methane and ethane. Scientists are still studying the provenance of these liquids and how they remain stable. Here's a hint. Titan's surface is a stone-cold 290 degrees Fahrenheit. So put on a Mylar sweater, bring some oxygen, and enjoy pioneering to Titan. Once you're done dipping into a dwarf planet and beholding a nebula, peruse Wired's full collection of space photos.